T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heard a lot of rumors and reports over the last few hours concerning the Marlins, the Phillies, the Yankees schedule. Well, now we have confirmation because MLB has released a statement. And what they've announced is that all games on the Miami Marlins schedule have indeed been postponed through Sunday. So the Orioles, Marlins tonight, Marlins at Orioles Wednesday and Thursday, and then the Nationals at the Marlins Friday through Sunday have all been postponed. Given the current circumstances, MLB believes that it is most prudent to allow the Marlins time to focus on providing care for their players and planning their baseball operations for a resumption early next week. In addition, and I use this term earlier because you hear it all the time. In addition, out of an abundance of caution, Joe, the remainder of the home-and-home series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees has been postponed. The game tonight in Philly and the Phillies at the Yankees that were scheduled, a home opener Wednesday and Thursday. As a result of these postponements, the Yankees will now play the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards on Wednesday and Thursday in order to create more scheduling flexibility later in the season. Additional rescheduling during the week of August 3rd will be announced later this week because next week the Yankees are scheduled to play the Orioles. And the Marlins are scheduled to play the Phillies. So there may be some reversals in that to make up the games. Right. If I had to guess, it's probably going to be the Yankees against the Phillies next week.
Probably.
Something like that. Now, by the way, since the Marlins aren't playing this weekend, the team that they were supposed to play this weekend is the Washington Nationals. So they're not going to play. They're going to get a bye weekend.
They're off completely.
They'll get the weekend off.
Wow.
Maybe they could figure out the Juan Soto situation because he's tested negative on COVID like 6 times now. But he still needs the back-to-back test to be reactivated. Now, baseball continues on with their statement. Basically, they're going to tell you how great the testing is. The health and safety protocols were designed with a challenging circumstance like the one facing the Marlins in mind. The response outline in the joint MLB-MLBPA operationals manual was triggered immediately upon learning of the cluster of positive cases, including contact tracing and the quarantining and testing of all the identified close contacts. The Marlins personnel who tested positive remain in isolation and are receiving care. In over 6,400 tests conducted since Friday the 24th, there have been no new positives of on-field personnel from any of the other 29 clubs. This outcome is in line with encouraging overall data since the June 29th start of testing. Through last Thursday, July 23rd, 99 out of 32,640 samples, which is 0.3%, had been positive. So baseball is saying, this is our plan. Look how great the testing has been. The results are overall great. And this is how we're going to pivot to keep this season going.
Good for baseball.
Yeah, what they have to do.
Good for baseball. You know what? I'm all for it. Good for them. It's the smart play. They're playing it smart.
Here's where...
And the Yankees get to get Garrett Cole pitch again tomorrow night, right?
I asked that to Ernie during one of the breaks.
He's pitching tomorrow night, right? That's a given. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you another reason why it makes sense to start Garrett Cole.
Of course.
Besides the fact he's really good, besides the obvious, this Jay Happ vesting option situation, you aware of this? He had a vesting option where if he threw, I think it was 170 innings this year, he gets $18 million.
There's no chance that happened.
Right. So they're trying to make out like what should be the proper vesting option to make it fair. Well, if you skip a J-Hap start, you've right. got a way to possibly not get to whatever that vesting option
Cole.
Is.
I mean, I don't see how Boone doesn't pitch Cole tomorrow. I mean, isn't that almost his normal day anyway?
Joe, his normal day was today.
Okay, well, so he's got to pitch,
supposed to
pitch
be,
tomorrow.
No, absolutely. You maximize Garrett Cole. Why not?
Of course.
If anything, keep him on schedule. Assuming the only thing that throws a caveat to all this, Joe, is if Cole's out of rhythm because he hasn't been able to throw any kind of bullpens because they haven't been at a stadium. I mean, think about it. They've been stuck in their hotel the last few days. So that's the only thing that could change that. But yeah, I mean, based on days, why not pitch Gerrit Cole tomorrow?
I pitch him as much as I can.
Yeah, no doubt. Baseball had to know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a part of why the regional scheduling made so much sense. It's easier to reschedule games because everybody's closer together.
I give baseball all the credit because they could have easily caved here completely with this Marlins situation. And I'm very happy that they're doing what they're doing.
Oh, no, I agree with you about that. But here's my two criticisms of baseball. You ready? Number one, once the Marlins had a bunch of positives going into Sunday's game, maybe it behooved them to step in and just cancel Sunday's game.
Okay.
Because a lot of this may not have happened.
Okay, maybe.
But that one, I admit, Joe, is a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking.
Right.
Here's the other one. Andrew McCutchen tweeted this morning, I don't even know what the status of our games are. I find out through Twitter. I find out through the media. Right. You got to do a better job communicating with the players.
Yeah. Well, I didn't find out till this morning. Did you know yesterday that the Yankees weren't playing again today? Because I didn't know that till today.
No, I didn't know. I was checking Twitter this morning, but
I didn't see anything, not Twitter, but I mean, I didn't see anything anywhere for any information on the Yankees.
Yeah, but there's a difference between me and you finding out and Andrew McCutchen finding out.
No, I get that.
McCutchen tweeted about 4 hours ago, I come on Twitter to find out if we're playing or not. I don't wait for a text because media knows the answer before us, laugh out loud. And that's not a rip of the media. That's a rip of they got to do a better job of communicating with the Yankees and the Phillies. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, well, when did the Yankees find? The Yankees didn't find out till now that they're playing the Orioles now tomorrow, right?
I don't even know when they found out. I don't know.
There might be Yankees now that don't know. It might be.
That's a problem.
Look, if they're holed up in their hotel room, are they really? I mean, I don't know if guys are really paying attention to, you know, all the parameters that are going on.
No, but they shouldn't have to pay. Yeah, but they shouldn't have to pay attention to Twitter to find out. They should be notified. Well, baseball's got to do a good job of communicating with their players what the heck their plans are.
I'm sure the Yankees are happy to hear they're going to Baltimore. Let's go. Glaber's walking there. Glaber said,
point.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll leave now.
I'll ride a bicycle there. Let's go.
Right.
That's funny. And Yankee fans are just thrilled because not only do you get to play the Orioles, but you get to see a team play. I mean, after Sunday afternoon's game, you're like, give me some more baseball. Right. Two out of three, let's go.
You got to sit here for two days waiting. Thank God the Mets are playing. You know,
yeah.
I'm serious. I mean, you know, like I said, thank God we got these games. And I told you last night I got to it 15 minutes late because of the fact that, I forgot that, you know, oh, my God, that's right, the Mets are playing.
It's you got to get yourself in the rhythm.
You're so used to no sports.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. It's weird to go from nothing to, last night, because I didn't put my son to sleep till around 7:30, and I was breaking down the net game for him. I was teaching him, who's actually playing.
Net game down.
Well, because he's asking me.
He just showing pictures of Dr. J and Jason Kidd.
that's
all you got to do.
Doing.
Yeah, let's forget everything else. Forget everything else till Durant finally plays.
I know. I try to tell myself that, but I can't get away from it.
Oh, the pain.
Bro, it's like you always say, when you see the logo of your team, when you see
that's
the jersey
of
your team, you're fired up, even if you know the reality is your team's going nowhere.
I didn't know how I was going to react, how I felt coming to, when we had no baseball, when we had no sports, and how I was going to react, and, I'm living without it. As soon as the Mets are there playing, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, immediately you're there.
Immediately.
You know what I mean? I'm there. The Mets are playing, I'm in.
As soon as I see.
It didn't take long.
The jersey, the logo, and the faces, I'm like, let's go.
I'll tell you right now, so far, and I've only seen a couple of ballparks, the weirdest ballpark with no fans is Fenway Park. Of all the ones so far that I've seen, not that I've seen every one so far, the weirdest one is Fenway just does not look like Fenway with no fans there.
Yeah, I think it's probably because of the historical nature of the place.
I mean, it's so weird. And the cutouts are only in the monster seats.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think of that?
I mean, I didn't get that.
Well, where do you want them? You want them everywhere?
Well, I mean,
I thought you're anti-cutout.
No, but if you're going to put cutouts, if you're going to do cutouts, you should have them behind a plate.
You watched it. You know what's funny? So we were arguing about cutouts last week, and I said, give me the cutouts over the logos of the empty seats. Because there are no obvious logos at Fenway, the no cutouts behind the plate didn't even bother me.
Can I ask why do the teams have that little tent over the dugouts? Is that to keep the players under that area?
Yes. The players are supposed to socially distance. So I think a lot of the starting pitchers go in there. Because I remember when I was watching the Yankee game on Sunday, Gerrit Cole was walking through the stands. And I think he was walking through the tent set up in D.C.
Just
walking around. Yeah, so that's for the players. That's for the social distancing of the players.
Interesting.
I'm already used to the fact that there's no fans there.
Can I send a memo to Steve Cohen and A-Rod or whoever's going to buy the Mets? Did you see the statue of Yastrzemski outside of Fenway? No, I have to say.
But Joe, the Seaver statue's being built right now. Yeah, aren't you aware?
When Steve Cohen owns the team. Steve, when you buy the team, A-Rod, when you buy the team, all right, J-Lo, please, can you put the Seaver statue? If I see another freaking franchise where I got to see this, you know, the statues of their great players and we don't have that, it just makes me nuts, man.
Dude, they even have one in D.C. Walter Johnson's got a statue
up
there.
Does he really? They got a Walter Johnson statue?
I think in center field when I was there, I saw a Walter Johnson statue. That's
awesome,
though. So
far, of the places I've been, the best one has been the Cubs. Because the Cubs outside of Wrigley had, and they should have Sammy Sosa. I'm sorry. We could get into that. We know he's a bad teammate. But, you know, they had Ernie Banks. They had Billy Williams. They had Ron Santo. I think they had, did they have Jenkins? I'm not sure. But they definitely had Williams, Santo, and Banks. And it was cool as hell.
Problem is, A-Rod buys the Mets, he may put a statue of himself up there.
You know what? He wins a championship, he can do that.
You know, then you give
A-Rod
him approval.
Buys the team and they win a title, you can have a picture of him and J-Lo like sunning themselves at the beach. Yeah. you could have a statue of that.
What a statue that would be. A lot of people posing in front of that statue, Joe. Let me tell you. That'd be the hottest place to pose. You can only imagine what people are going to do.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.